could be on rice.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, where you got it from?
Well, you see, we live on Rice Street with a lot. We just put shit in front of it. There you go.
What's the worst mistake a man can make in his life?
Oh, boy. I said, have you ever gambled on a parking lot?
Bugs Bunny once said, ain't I a stinker? Who's the biggest stinker on your team and why?
Oh, that's gotta be me. I got asked at last.
When's the last time you showered? Be honest.
Last time I showered, I peed into a fan. Don't do that.
Describe the smell of your headquarters.
Stale cheese, a little bit of
Can you give us your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
Give me a Budweiser, Jack.
What's the heaviest thing you had to lift in preparation for trivia?
My ball.
If the moon were made out of only one food item, which food item would you want it to be made out of?
Well, hell, if the moon was made out of one item, it'd have to be spare rib. I'd put mustard and relish and barbecue sauce all over it. It'd be delicious.
What's the tastiest radio station this side of the universe?
90 FM, baby.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dan Neckar.
And I'm Manboy.
And I'm Harry Carey. Go Brewers.
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Well, thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
And here are the point values for questions in hour 51. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8, you guessed it, is worth 10 points. Once again, question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 15 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 35 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, those were the point values for questions in hour 51. Now, trivia players, on to question 1 of hour 53. Fictional big screen character Bob Anders is relaxing with several friends when he gets up, goes to a turntable, and places the needle on a record. What is the record company on that label? Once again, question 1 of hour 53. Fictional big screen character Bob Anders is relaxing with several friends when he gets up, goes to a turntable, and places the needle on a record. What is the record company on that label? Good luck, trivia players.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Book of love.
I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why.
never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover, love with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Question 1 of our 53, fictional big screen character Bob Anders is relaxing with several friends when he gets up, goes to a turntable, and places the needle on a record. What is the record company on that label? Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. Question 1 of our 53, fictional big screen character Bob Anders is relaxing with several friends when he gets up, goes to a turntable, and places the needle on a record. What is the record company on that label? The answer, Atlantic. Again, the answer, Atlantic. Question 2 of our 53, in print advertising, the following is printed about a family. The foundation of this family is soft and crumbly. What is the last name of that family? Again, question 2 of our 53, in print advertising, the following is printed about a family. The foundation of this family is soft and crumbly. What is the last name of this family?
Gonna find them. Gonna find them. Gonna find them. Gonna find them.
in Zambia.
Question 2 of Hour 53 in print advertising. The following is printed about a family. The foundation of this family is soft and crumbly. What is the last name of this family?
I used to play around the parts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh, yeah, I was a fool. I was a fool all night. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah. Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Phones down, phones down, phones down. In the back, the answer to question 2 of Hour 53 in print advertising. The following is printed about a family. The foundation of this family is soft and crumbly. What is the last name of this family? The answer, Grub. The answer, Grub. Question 3 of Hour 53, a single released in 1970, went to the top 10 in the United Kingdom and was very unique and that the studio version of the song was on one side at 45 RPM, while the other side was a live version of the same song recorded at a very popular concert venue and was at 33 and a third RPM. What is the name of that song? Again, question three of hour 53. A single released in 1970, went to the top 10 in the United Kingdom and was very unique, and that the studio version of the song was on one side at 45 RPM, while the other side was a live version of the same song recorded at a very popular concert venue and was at 33 and a third RPM. What is the name of that song?
Let me tell you something. You're the most no-goodest cat I ever met. You've been eating up all my red beans and rice and trying to bite me in the back for my wife, you old dog. You wait till this chorus is over. I'm going to tell you a thing or two. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Now I brought you into my home. You would leave my wife alone. I'll be glad you're asking you. Now, I'll be glad when you're dead, you're asking you. I'll be tickled to death when you leave this earth, you dog. I took you for my friend, and you drank up all my gin. I sure be glad when that cat's dead and buried. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage. Ain't that something? Look here, boy. You know one thing? I said, do you know one thing? You wait till I come back. Nigga, man, what is it that you got that makes my wife think you so hot? Huh? Tell me that.
Question 3 of Hour 53, a single released in 1970, went to the top 10 in the United Kingdom and was very unique in that the studio version of the song was on one side at 45 RPM, while the other side was a live version of the same song, recorded at a very popular concert venue and was at 33 and a third RPM. What is the name of that song?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. The answer to question three of hour 53. A single released in 1970 went to the top 10 in the United Kingdom. It was very unique in that the studio version of the song was on one side at 45 RPM, while the other side was a live version of the same song recorded at a very popular concert venue and was at 33 and a third RPM. What is the name of that song? The answer, Love Like a Man. Again, the answer, Love Like a Man. Question four of our 53. Big screen character Professor August Topaz arrives with his companion, Coco, at a movie theater where he invites her to join him. According to the marquee, what is the name of the movie playing at that theater? Again, question four of our 53. Big screen character Professor August Topaz arrives with his companion, Coco, at a movie theater where he invites her to join him. According to the marquee, what is the name of the movie playing at that theater? Question 4 of Hour 53, big screen character Professor August Topaz arrives with his companion Coco at a movie theater where he invites her to join him. According to the marquee, what is the name of the movie playing at that theater?
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. sure as night is dark and day is light. I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Phones down in the back. Question four of hour 53. Big screen character Professor August Topaz arrives with his companion Coco at a movie theater where he invites her to join him. According to the marquee, what is the name of the movie playing at that theater? The answer, Man, Woman, and Sin. Again, the answer, Man, Woman, and Sin.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Question 5 of hour 53. Oh, I'm sorry, question... It is question 5 of hour 53. I misspoke. Question 5 here. A sitcom character received his acceptance packet from a school where he was accepted because he was a legacy. That is, accepted because a family member had gone there. The accepting institution was called the MIACR. For what do these letters stand? Again, question 5 of hour 53. A sitcom character received his acceptance packet from a school where he was accepted because he was a legacy. That is, accepted because a family member had gone there. The accepting institution was called the MIACR. For what do these letters stand?
Thank you.
Question 5 of Hour 53. A sitcom character receives his acceptance packet from a school where he was accepted because he was a legacy. That is, accepted because a family member had gone there. The accepting institution was called the MIACR. For what do these letters stand?
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you let me sugar all together at the high school rocking? Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody bopping, a bopping at the high school hop.
Phones down in the back. The answer to question 5 of Hour 53. A sitcom character received his acceptance packet from a school where he was accepted because he was a legacy. That is, accepted because a family member had gone there. The accepting institution was called the MIACR. For what do these letters stand? The answer, Midwest Institute of Air Conditioning Repair. Again, the answer, Midwest Institute of Air Conditioning Repair. Question 6 of Hour 53. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turning to picture number 5. The comic book character in picture number 5 is a promoter. What is this character's first and last name? Again, question 6 of Hour 53. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times. Turning to picture number 5. The comic book character in picture number 5 is a promoter. What is this character's first and last name?
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last.
It's now or never. Tonight.
just like a willow. We would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never. It's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never, my love wait.
Question six of hour 53. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to picture number 5. The comic book character in picture number 5 is a promoter. What is this character's first and last name? Phones down in the back. The answer to question 6 of hour 53. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times, turning to picture number 5. The comic book character in picture number 5 is a promoter. What is this character's first and last name? The answer, Monty Monk. Question 7 of hour 53. The back straightaway at a NASCAR track is referred to by the drivers as Chicken Bone Alley for the remnants of the fans' favorite food that accumulates on the edge of the track. What is the name of that track? Again, question 7 of hour 53. The back straightaway at a NASCAR track was referred to by the drivers as Chicken Bone Alley for the remnants of the fan's favorite food that accumulates on the edge of the track. What is the name of that track? Question 7 of hour 53, the back straightaway at a NASCAR track is referred to by the drivers as Chicken Bone Alley for the remnants of the fans' favorite food that accumulates on the edge of the track. What is the name of that track?
But I'm Mr. Blue.
Shut up.
I pretend that I'm happy.
Shut up.
I lost you.
Phones down in the back. The answer to question 7, hour 53. The back straightaway at a NASCAR track was referred to by the drivers as Chicken Bone Alley for the remnants of the fans' favorite food that accumulates on the edge of the track. What is the name of that track? The answer, Daytona International Speedway. Daytona was also accepted as an answer. Again, the answer, Daytona International Speedway, but just the word Daytona was also accepted. Question 8 of our 53 big screen character, Senator Baldwin, was holding a party to formally announce the engagement of his daughter, Janet, to Richard Staunton. According to the invitation, what is the name of the facility at which that party was being held? Question 8 of our 53 big screen character, Senator Baldwin, was holding a party to formally announce the engagement of his daughter, Janet, to Richard Staunton. According to the invitation, what is the name of the facility at which that party was being held?
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed that ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Question 8 of our 53, big screen character Senator Baldwin was holding a party to formally announce the engagement of his daughter, Janet, to Richard Staunton. According to the invitation, what is the name of the facility at which that party was being held?
The
know it don't say much, but it won't offend if you sing in a school. Then liable to send you home. Never knowing what you're growing, think you're growing your own tree.
Phones down, phones down, phones down in the back. Question 8 of Hour 53. Big scene character Senator Baldwin was holding a party to formally announce the engagement of his daughter, Janet, to Richard Staunton. According to the invitation, what is the name of the facility at which that party was being held? The answer, Larchmont Manor. Again, the answer, Larchmont Manor.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening, one final time, trivia players. For 90FM News, I'm Aubrey Giordana. Fancy a kitty with your coffee? If you do, head to Budapest, where feline-filled cafes are the latest trend. This cat cafe has 13 cats that you can play with. That is, if they aren't too busy napping. Owner Christina Bailate was inspired to create a haven for cat lovers after seeing a report about these types of cafes in Japan. She says, many people's lives are full of stress, and for some reason they can't keep cats at home. If they come into this place, they can experience the sunny side of keeping cats, as we do the taking care of the cats. I think that people here can switch off from their gray everyday life, and they can stroke and play with the cats and have a good time in their company. And Bailate says there is no reason to worry about cleanliness. Health and safety measures are in place. There is a separate cat-free kitchen, and the animals get regular vet checks. Customers are asked to do their part, too, by washing their hands before and after playing with the cats. We'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
It is 37 degrees outside, and I'll have the point values from hour 52 and question one of the final hour, hour 54 of trivia. 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hello, this is Dan Waterman with 90 FM. I'd like to take a moment and thank all of our volunteers, participants, sponsors, and everyone else who makes this contest a success year after year. You all are amazing. Thank you. The final focus is currently under construction and will air at the end of the contest. It's been a wonderful year of Trivia Focus. Special thanks to all the teams who took part in doing a Trivia Focus this year. You all are awesome. Now stay tuned. You made it this far. Only 1 hour left. Good luck.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
And here are the point values for questions in hour 52. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 20 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points.